Blackstone Publishing presents Murder Stage Left, a Nero Wolf Mystery by Robert Goldsboro. This book is read by L.J. Ganser. To Otto Penzler, publisher and editor extraordinaire, for his continuing support and encouragement. Chapter 1. The reviewers at the Times, News, Post, and Gazette all had called it the non-musical hit of the season, or words to that effect, and as I sat that August night in the sold-out Belgrave Theater on West 44th Street during the first act of Death at Crest Haven, I wondered what I was missing that those esteemed scribes from the daily papers had seen. The drama, set sometime before World War II in the faded parlor of a Connecticut mansion whose best days were behind it, chronicled a family in decline, both financially and psychologically. At the center of the performance was Marjorie Mills, the tall and elegant grande dame of the household, portrayed as a woman in denial by longtime Broadway fixture Ashley Williston. Lily Rowan, seated on my left, seemed more involved in the action on the stage than I, and at an intermission in the lobby, I asked her why.
"I thought that you, of all people, would enjoy a good mystery, Escamillo," she said, using the nickname she had tagged me with years ago, after I had a run-in with an angry bull in an upstate pasture. "The acting is really quite good. Even Ashley Williston, who I know casually and who I've always thought tended to ham it up, both on stage and off."
"Well, I will withhold judgment until the final curtain falls, but for the moment, mark me down as underwhelmed."